Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 12th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're looking forward to talking with our good friend, Rock Larson, Wood County Veterans Service Officer, get you up to date on all the changes and all the things going on in that field. Right now, our family, really, joining us, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods with us right now. Guys, how you doing?
Hey, great. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. Great to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. I want to get in. I know we have a lot to cover, and I feel like we never give you guys enough time. So I want to get into some of the great things that you have going on over there. What's happening?
Yeah, there's just always something happening mm-hmm. at Family Natural Foods.
Yeah, we're keeping the presentations rolling.
Yeah. Yes.
We found people loved them so much. At Terry's event, like we anticipated, it was a great turnout. We had like about 90 people mm-hmm. Came to that presentation. So our presentations are really picking up steam. We're getting a lot of folks coming into them. I mean, Terry's obviously, there's always going to be the most. Historically, that's certainly been the case. Though Mike Hittner gave him a bit of a run for his money.
That's mm-hmm. true.
I believe it.
Yep. Two health food people, veterans here. So, but yeah, we were like, well, this is going so well. Why are we stopping now? So we're going into summer, mm-hmm. but we want to kind of do some things that are unique to summer and have fun with it. So our first presentation is actually coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, so it's Saturday the 15th at 11 a.m.
Yep.
And your very own Stephen is going to be doing it.
It's
fun doing it on Saturdays because you get some people can't make it during the weekday, and Saturday makes it just a little bit more relaxed, and you get different people that maybe can't make it and can.
And I love like Saturday at 11 o'clock. Like you're not like committing your whole day. It's not stuck in the middle of your day. You also don't have to rush off. You can like enjoy your cartoons in the morning, James. Or
yes.
I assume you do. Absolutely. Saturday mornings.
Yeah. Yep. Haven't changed since I was 13. It's same thing as that. These presentations are also a really good example of how you guys are listening to the community, paying attention to the community. You're touching on subjects that are they're interested in, things that you know that can be beneficial, yeah. not just health-wise, but mental health-wise, too.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that with the herb walk and some of these.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. On our morning show, I was highlighting the olive oil presentation you have coming up.
Yep.
Thanks.
And
yeah.
off air, Melissa and I were rambling, like, we got to check out this herb walk. There's different things that you guys are highlighting and touching on, like bringing Terry to town and some of that, that just show how much you guys care about the community, and that it's, yes, you want to keep the lights on, but you want to keep people healthy. You want to keep this town and this area
yep.
going.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And so I think like this presentation on Saturday is it's going to be fun and interactive. It's more an experience.
Yeah, it's an olive oil tasting. We're going to travel to what I'm thinking. I'm still working on the details, but it's going to be traveling to four countries.
Mm-hmm. Through your taste buds.
Yeah, taste of four countries mm-hmm. through olive oil. And each olive oil has its own character. You know, different olives are used. The terroir, the environment, mm-hmm. the land is different. And some of the health properties are you know, a little different as well. So we're gonna cover that. Obviously, we've had a lot of folks that are interested in some of the health properties, but also a lot of folks that just like want to taste olive oils and find the right fit for them. Or if it's like my house, you have a couple different olive oils mm-hmm. for different purposes, and you kind of keep them all in rotation. So, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun. And like something Terry, when he had his presentation just mm-hmm. a few weeks ago, he talked about olive oil for probably 10 minutes because mm-hmm. it's something that he does on a regular basis.
He believes in it.
In fact, yeah. Stephen and I saw him traveling in India, bringing his olive oil all mm-hmm. the way mm-hmm. with him.
Yeah.
He does it
little
daily.
Glass bottles filled with liquid that when they spill, they would be terrible. But he takes the risk and the effort to carry these things across the world so he can make sure he gets his health providing olive oil every
yeah.
day. And you know, folks, after they heard Terry talk about this, they were really interested in the olive oil thing. A lot of people said, hey, we're going to come to the presentation. We also sold quite a bit of olive mm-hmm. oil that night. Mm-hmm. And it was just sort of like another thing that people thought, hey, I didn't realize that, you know, I've got to use an oil to cook anyways. I didn't realize that I could get so much health benefits mm-hmm. from that.
Like one of our olive oil companies that we recently got, and in fact, we got it because it's Terry's favorite, mm-hmm. it has researched articles on its health benefits mm-hmm. and immune health and different things like that. So yeah. we'll talk about a few of those things and just think wine tasting maybe. But
yeah.
it's olive oil, so you're going to taste it, and we're going to, like, you can taste the differences. You're going to, taste more like some might be more grassy notes versus buttery notes. And I'm not going to give away all of it because it's going to be really fun. But yeah. Come, you're going to get health benefits by tasting it.
Yep.
You're going to learn a lot about it. And it's a Saturday. It's a great day to just come and, you know, try something.
Did we want to do a tasting with James here?
Mm, I mean, you are Italian, right? You yeah. have some Italian in your background.
I was going to say, to all my paisans out there, all my fellow Italians, this subject is very well known. Yeah. My nana, growing up, we didn't have much of anything, but we always had a good olive oil, and it was always from Italy. Okay. Always from Italy. My nana did not buy stuff from that. We'd go to Chicago, go down there, and bring it up. That's yep. what they did. And part of the reason was because of how much she, you know, cared about it, like the good olive oil and the, you know, all of those things. But the benefits of it have never been lost on our family, at least.
Oh, yeah.
One of the snacks that we used to have growing up was having some bread and a little bit of olive oil, and you dip it in there.
Mm-hmm.
We would toast the bread sometimes and dip some on. I mean,
yeah.
just all the different uses we had for olive oil. To the point of my first apartment, I'm moving in. My nana brings me a thing of olive oil.
Yay.
That was her.
Okay,
that was my home. My present for that.
It the was housewarming a, party was olive
yes,
oil. I love it.
Yeah. It's and for the longest time, all I had in my house, as far as that was, I had a gallon of milk, some Arm & Hammer, and olive oil. That's what I had. Oh, and probably some bread. But it's one of those things that not only is it a fun one to learn about and to be able to take in this meeting or this presentation, but you might come across an olive oil that you didn't know about and maybe find mm-hmm. a new flavor or a new mm-hmm. taste that you like.
Yeah.
So let's see if you can taste the different notes on it. The first one we're going to start with is an Italian organic extra virgin olive oil.
This will take you home.
yep. This one's place. Called. Yep. Hopefully I can say it right. Bellizzi.
Bellucci is another way that in southern part of Italy they'll say Bellucci. In northern part, Bellucci.
All right, thank you, Mr. Italian. So
it
again,
smells
you don't,
so good.
It's interesting. We don't think about like drinking olive oil. Again, there's so many health benefits, but it's there's different notes you'll pick up on too. And a lot of times we have olive oil with other things. So this is fun just to try it solo. So what is your experience, James?
I got a little woody, a little bit of a smoky, a little bit of a woody kind of taste.
Okay.
That's fine.
A little bit.
Nice
and almost a buttery kind of taste to it. This seems like a thicker olive oil too.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I found that one was a bit more on the buttery side compared to the one you're going to try, which is cured. And this is a Greek olive oil.
Mm-hmm. This is Terry's favorite.
This is Terry's favorite.
Another great country with another great olive oil and an incredible bottle, by the way.
Bottle beautiful?
That is really cool.
Yeah. This company, Cured, has spent a lot of time and money on research. Tons of time and money on research. So they have
a
lot of...
If you're after the health benefits, this is probably the one. And that's obviously why Terry's come to it.
You can tell I've watched food shows like this because I just took a drink of water to clear my palate.
Yeah, so that palate.
I'm doing this all professionally.
Yeah, exactly, you are. And this one definitely has different flavors, so it's kind of fun. Different countries, you'll taste different flavor notes off of it compared to the first one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, a little more of a fluid, a little more of a water taste to it. Whoa, and an aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bit of a bite to it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the polyphenols.
Oh.
So that's like the real health benefit to olive oils. And if you're looking for the most health benefits, you go for the one that catches you in the back of the throat.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of has that maybe slight peppery taste. And, you know, at times it'll even kind of make you want to cough a little bit.
That's the good stuff
there.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, they're all good, but there's a different, like Stephen said, that polyphenol benefit, which is what we're going for with the olive oil, the health benefits, that little bit of that pepperiness, not hot, but pepper-like.
Yeah, it's not hot, you're right, but you definitely notice it. And then, that second taste that hits you in the back of your throat there, you really do notice that. That's really good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, if you'd like to have the same experience as James and actually go to a couple more countries, perhaps.
And learn a little bit more, too, about it. We can't spoil everything.
No, there's lots to know about this.
Yeah, come on.
We might even have some free books for folks who come into the talk.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Specific to olive oil.
Yeah, about olive oil, so you can go home and continue your reading.
Yeah.
But yeah, come on. It's going to be on Saturday. This Saturday at
June
11,
15th.
Yeah, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. We'll be hitting this on the morning show. Make sure you guys get a good crowd. It's going to be a fun presentation. Keep in mind, they have great presentations coming up in July and September as well, everybody.
Yeah, let me just tease that for a second. So we have... like Stephen was mentioning before, and James, like, we have different presentations we're doing with a little different kind of themes to them. We've had people ask, gosh, I'd love to learn about plant identification. And a handful of us love doing plant identification at our own homes or are using herbs on a regular basis or have taken herbal classes on it. And so on July 10th at 4:30, this is a Wednesday, we're going to meet at Lake Wazeecha. We're going to meet at the Red Sands Beach by the pavilion. And we're going to go for a little walk. We're going to maybe walk in different areas where there might be some herbs that grow more in shade versus in sun. We'll explain how to like identify it. And then we will also talk about some of their health properties. And this one's going to be led probably by a couple of us, but Jamie and Stephen, maybe myself will jump in. Our main thing we want to let people know is that we are going to be walking, and we might be walking on different terrain. So bring good tennis shoes, maybe a notepad, water, because we're going to be outside.
Yeah, it won't be super long, and it should be pretty easy. I'd also kind of encourage people to check in with our Facebook page if there's any updates, and or, you know, give us a call, especially if the weather's a little questionable. You know, give us a call before you head out just to make sure everything's still on target. This is the first kind of talk we've done that's been off-site and outdoors. And it's you know, it got some extra variables, but it'll be a lot of fun. We'll be on the radio again to kind of talk more about it. But yeah, like Katrina said, this is just going to be like a fun, like, walk around, you know, beautiful place like Wazeecha and look at what's all around us and what the health properties of some of these herbs are.
It's an adventurous idea. It's a really fun idea. And it also speaks to, again, the thing that one of the things I think you guys do so well there is, well, you inherited a business that was already well established. You keep doing that, you're going to be all right. But no, you guys are you evolve, you keep growing and looking for different ways to impact the community, to help the community. And I really appreciate that. I admire anybody in any industry that does that, especially something like this. It's so important to our day-to-day lives.
I think that one will be really fun. And then it's a ways off, but save the date. September 24th at 5:15, we're going to have Dr. Tracy back. She's going to talk digestive health. And she's fantastic because she knows so much digestive health. And we have, you know, digestive health could be like, I have acid reflux, to like, I have constipation, to I just have, I don't know what's going on in my stomach, but it hurts. She's got the answers. She's fantastic. So save the date. It'll be September 24th at 5:15. And that's with Dr. Tracy. And of course, after that, we'll have more like fall winter presentations, but this is what we got for now.
Just a quick note on Dr. Tracy. I'm really appreciative of her. She got me to really start understanding my body a lot better and my weird, crazy stomach and some of my own relationship with food because of this that I never even thought one second about, to be honest with you. But all of a sudden, because of understanding one thing, it led me down this rabbit hole of other things that have kind of really helped, been beneficial to me as far as my, not just my stomach, but the kind of food that I take in. She's in it's a subject matter that she approaches so well. She talks about this so great. It can get, you know, some of these things can get a little embarrassing or a little awkward for people. Not with her. She does such a great job being everybody comfortable, everybody being able to share information about this subject, and really a chance to no middle person, you know, just talking straight up to somebody who really knows what they're talking about your gut and your health.
Absolutely. Yes. She's fantastic. We're excited to have her back. And then last little, like, what's happening. Michaela put up a nice display for us yesterday, all focused on like hydration because we're in the summer months. So how electrolytes really heal us in these hot, like, we're sweating and we're losing certain minerals. This helps kind of balance yourself out.
If you're feeling tired, that could be part of it.
Absolutely.
If you got leg cramps, could be part of it.
Definitely.
Et cetera.
We also are highlighting like sun and bug, of course, because it's that season. Or maybe you have, you know, you have gotten some bug bites and you're like, oh, I just can't stop itching them. We have great things for that, or how to recover from like getting sunburns. So we have a nice display highlighting a lot of hydration for the season and sun and bugs.
It's a good thing to check in on, you know, just this time of year and like see what you've got in your house already. And then make sure you get it what you need, because you don't want to get to the weekend and find out, oh, yeah, we had this whole thing. We're going to be outside with friends and, oh, there's mosquitoes. Shoot, I forgot about that. Or, you know, we're going to be outside gardening and the sun's pretty hot. I'm going to get a sunburn, you know, like kind of got to like check through your stuff. And I was doing that myself recently. I was like, oh man, I've got a lot of sunscreen, but half of it's expired, you know, or more than half of it. So I'm like, I'm going to get a new bottle just because it's not worth the risk. I mean, you don't understand this, James, because
this is a new world to me. This is new. I'm just starting to start using this stuff. And I'm so thankful that you guys carry these products because the first time I used it, I remember it was years ago and I didn't like the, I felt like I had a chemical on me. And I know that makes sense because I have a chemical on me, but I shouldn't feel it necessarily. I put lotion on, I don't necessarily feel it. It felt like there was something caked on me. Using the products from you guys, and I've tried a couple, it felt like it just was a lotion. And it was doing its job, but I didn't notice it a second after I put it on.
Right.
That goes a long way for people in enjoying the outdoors.
Absolutely.
You know, it's one thing, I don't want to go out. But I'm sure I've got suntan lotion, but I don't like the way it feels, or I don't like putting that on me or something. Whether it is this, it is bug spray, the options that are available for you at Family Natural Foods are a much healthier natural option than the most that you're used to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, definitely. So, last week, the week before, we had Terry Lemron at the store. It was fantastic. We want to do a little recap for...
It's so hard to recap. There's so much.
I know, but just a mini recap for those of you who couldn't
make it. I feel like most
of
the city was there.
It felt like it.
Yeah.
It was just a wonderful gathering, and if I could summarize, I mean, he's fantastic. He's so passionate, and he has so much knowledge to share, but this time, because he's been at the store before, and we are so fortunate for that. But this time, my summary is, it felt like our community, he's part of our community now. Like, this is a regular thing, and he's just part of our community. Yeah. People were like, it's so good to see you
I've been to it each time. Yeah, I've been to your talk every time you've been here. And then they said, this time I brought a couple of my friends. They had, like, four friends with them. Like, they had, like, an entourage.
That's awesome. This
is great. And, like, that's when you know it's not just like, oh yeah, we did a nice article and, you know, like a nice advertising or something. It's like, no, this is like people, once they knew it was happening, they called up their friends and they put it on their calendars. Really made us, I was very humbled by the community and just like kind of moved by it.
Imagine how he felt.
Yeah, no, you know? It's true. Yeah. Terry's been very impressed because he's done this all over the country, probably outside of the country even. But he's been really impressed with Wisconsin Rapids, and I and Katrina and I was like, yeah, it's a great community. People really value knowledge, and they'll come out to learn about it. And that was certainly the case. Such a great turnout, and there was so much to learn about. This time he did a little bit more on heart health, I think.
Yes, definitely.
And the product that stood out the most is called Red Sage. It's a relatively new product that he's come out with, but It helps increase blood flow through nitric oxide production. People think about that with beets, which a lot of people don't like eating, and you have to get a lot of beets to really make an influence on it. But this red sage, you just need a couple capsules a day, maybe just one even. And we've had people with really great results. I know one lady came through and said it helped with arrhythmia?
Arrhythmia, yeah. She's taken it for arrhythmia, and it's gotten her back in sync, which is really fun to hear from the community, how it's helping them. Circulation, just in general, for like feet and hands.
Didn't Terry himself say he had some like circulation issue in his leg?
Yes, in his legs, like a vein issue. I think it was a vein issue.
And he obviously has tried everything, right? If anybody's tried everything, it's him. Yeah. And this new thing that he's selling, he tried that and he said, "Wow, this made a huge difference." And I know, like with the lady with the arrhythmia, she's taking like 3 a day. Is it?
I think it was 2 a day. So she's taking a little bit more.
And I think you kind of have to play around with it if you have like a more specific issue you want to resolve. But we've heard just phenomenal results from this new product. And what's special about it too is it comes from Europe. So it's actually a Chinese medicine herb. I think it's called Dan Shen in Chinese medicine terms. But the problem with a lot of Chinese herbs that come from China is you don't know how they were growing, what chemicals, all this kind of problem. And some of them are kind of like endangered, or they deplete the soil or whatever. Ginseng's a good example of this. So there's this company in Belgium, I believe it is, in Europe anyways, and they grow all these herbs indoors hydroponically in controlled environments. And they've been doing this with ginseng, and this red sage is their new one. And they're able to optimize the growing condition to get the most nutrient value in the herb. just naturally. It's really cool, like the
That's
science.
Amazing.
We can come back and talk about it another day. But
I'm going to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah,
that sounds interesting.
It's really fun. So,
yeah, and we met the gentleman who is growing it and doing the – this was like 3 years ago we met him, and he was fantastic. He had so much knowledge to share, and it was really cutting edge what they were doing. But just to think, like, you're taking something and you're able to maximize its absorption and its nutrient value without any of these harsh chemicals is just fantastic. So – they're going to have way more products coming for the future, but the Red Sage has been
And then the other
highlight.
Popular one that everybody was really interested in and Terry spent a lot of time on was Comfrey Cream. His product's called Trauma Plant, and it comes from this plant called Comfrey, which grows around here. But his Comfrey Cream is really unique because it's been in a lot of clinical studies and been well proven for so many things. It's a cream you put on topically. It works great for joint pain, muscle pain. You know, if you break a leg, it's called bone knit is another traditional name for it. So it actually like helps knit your bone together. I've known people who, like, you know, they broke a bone and they came back to the doctor, you know, a month later or whatever it was, and the doctor's like, oh, your bone's a lot further along than it usually should be. Like, this is progress.
That's incredible.
I've also known people who went through like cancer treatment, radiation therapy, and then you get these burns, you know, you can imagine radiation burns. They tried everything, you know, aloe vera, all those kind of things. Nothing really helped too much, you know, a little bit here and there. Comfrey made a world of difference. So it works great for burns. So like another thing you'd want in your cabinet in the summer for sunburns.
And bug bites.
Mosquito bites.
And bug bites.
Any kind of bruises,
any
bumps.
Skin issues, really. It's fantastic for healing.
It's sort of like, what's that Greek movie, My Fat Greek Wedding?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Where the guy goes around with that bottle of Index and says, hey, this is good for everything. Like, that's kind of what Comfrey Cream is.
It's a great one.
I haven't found something that's not good for it.
Definitely.
I do want to take a note and not only shout out this area for showing up for the Terry presentation and everything, but thank you to Terry as well for coming by. And
it is
so cool to hear that. Doing Over the Back Fence a lot and listening to the show before Over the Back Fence for years, or when I would do that, I'd love listening to Terry's show. One of the things he would talk about from time to time is when he first started in this industry, how hard it was to get into a room. How hard it was to talk about these things, and how far this industry has come with this, to where now doing presentations and people are going out of their way to come up and talk to him and say hi to him. I can't imagine how good that must make him feel, and how proud he must be. Not just for himself, I mean of the industry and of the work that you guys and other places are doing and everything. He deserves that. Like that's really cool to hear. Along with all the other great stuff that came from the presentation. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's an amazing man. We were really fortunate to have them and have the community show up for that too. Definitely.
Be sure to bookmark on your calendars this Saturday, June 15th, 11 a.m., the olive oil presentation happening over at Family Natural Foods. Join them for that and all these presentations they have coming up. We'll talk more about those next time we have you on, and we'll talk about them on our morning shows too. Thank you both for the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Find out more, reach out to our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage and follow them on social media. Great way to keep up to date on all things going on at Family Natural Foods and in your area. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR.